That drink our coquito, papi.
Chulo.
100 subscribers on Patreon, guys.
Hell yeah, Essie's mobile loop.
Essie's mobile loop.
Who would have thought Nate would have brought the drink to the pod that is the consistency of cum?
You know what?
You got to try my special drink, guys.
what I might have done that has made it like seem weird.
Wait, can I guess? I think is there Cinnamon Toast Crunch in here?
There's not Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Oh, I had cinnamon sticks. I was supposed to put cinnamon sticks in them so we could be fancy, you know, fancy boys. Fancy.
There is, yeah, it does. This does look like Cinnamon Toast Crunch milk. Like when you're done with the cereal. Nate just had like three bowls of cereal and then put it to the side and then added tequila. Yeah,
I'm gonna put some rum in this.
You know what? You guys are making fun of me. I did this with love. Nate, I was like, tis the season.
This is delicious coquito, dude.
All right, thank you.
This is delicious coquito.
I fucking, yeah.
No, it is delicious. What's in this?
It's evaporated milk, condensed milk, all of it's like sweetened coconut milk.
And just a little bit of cum.
just a little bit of G's. No, there's like one other third kind of milk. That's definitely
that's a lot of
cum.
Milk. I'm going to be farting up whoever's car's driving tonight.
And just a dash.
Yeah, how are we going to decide that? Because I know none of us feel like doing it. But
big titty, bro.
You don't want that. You don't want
we
that.
We do best of 20 real quick.
I have the least amount of gas.
That's fair. I also need gas, but that's just whatever.
Yeah,
we can use my car. I just don't want to drive.
Oh, I'll drive your car, dude.
No, Nate can drive my car.
You know, I'm a better driver. I'm a
actually
good
no.
Driver.
I trust for some. How are you on parallel parking?
I'm bad ass at parallel parking.
Yeah,
let
me do it. I'm doing that's shrooms fair. Tonight.
Yeah, you do. You live in Philly, so you're probably good at parallel parking.
As long as one of you let me blow up my air mattresses in your room.
Yeah.
I mean in your room. I'm sleeping on the floor like a dog.
Well, I was hoping that's what you meant. If you want, you can sleep at the foot of the bed. Oh, yes. Just curled up.
Yes. I was like,
you start jumping on Jules and Nate, and Nate starts pushing Jules. You're like, no, it's your turn to take him out.
You just have sex like he's not there, like a dog. Like he's just watching. But he's like, it's just Lemaire.
You're like, he's watching. He doesn't know what's happening. Dude, I was thinking about that. I found
got my
this.
Phone like this. Yeah, I don't know what's happening.
I'm a real smart dog.
The Discord's going to love this.
That's definitely $5 tier.
Yeah. Soup channel, here we come. I was thinking about that. I found this one TikTok page where it was this husband and wife, and they just do these like wrestling moves in front of their baby.
Yeah.
But like, I kept watching them like, the baby doesn't know you're pretending.
Yeah. Baby's just like, every day dad beats the shit out of mom.
Dad just RKO's mom every day.
What if the baby like grows up, he's like, this is how you abuse your wife. You hit her with a tombstone pile driver. I'm a single dad. You mentally dominate her with a pile driver.
Kills her the first time he tries.
He's just honey, dying in his hands. He's like, I thought this one was love. This was what was. God damn it.
That coquito.
That coquito. It hit you quick.
All that jizz messed up my fucking vocal cords.
Dude, I was coughing earlier. This coquito.
Hey, there's no jizz in this. You got to stop saying that.
No, isn't this drink all jizz?
I don't know. Like, if pussy's boy pussy, this has jizz in it. We're on a level playing field here.
This is a jizzy residue.
Dude, it really is.
No, it's definitely not. Jizz residue is it doesn't move that fast.
Dude, this is what they found on Monica Lewinsky's dress.
That exact sample.
Like, yep, Bill Clinton's come.
Spill it on yourself, go for a walk. I'll love you.
Yeah, I didn't mean to bring up Monica Lewinsky, but I was listening to a podcast where they're talking about the scandal with her.
Mm-hmm. They just put out a new show. That's probably why. Really? Yeah, like, you know how they did The People versus OJ? Yeah. They got like one for Monica Lewinsky now.
Well, dude, this doc was it was amazing.
They proved that she was a fraud.
Dude, she's not a fraud. She was real as hell.
Yeah, I didn't think she was actual fraud.
Dude,
they made her fat too in the show.
She's not fat. She's chubby. But look.
But no, she's like not. chubby like that in real life, and they made her.
No, she's not chubby anymore. She's fucking a rich.
Was she chubby at the time?
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah, Bill Clinton loved chubs.
Yeah, I think that's like part of where the joke came from. Is
there is that Family Guy joke where he's like, he like wants to smell their ankle sweat or something?
He's like watching. He makes them race like fat lady races where whoever has the first bead of sweat hit their butt crack.
That's what it was. Yeah,
dude, Monica Lewinsky was down as hell. First off, she's a lifelong adulterer. All of her relationships were with married men.
Oh, so she had a kink.
No, like she lost her virginity.
I have a president kink.
I think there are some ladies who, like, I've met women who, like, their whole thing is they like being the other woman.
Yeah. I think she was just like, loves power. I don't know. But she didn't want to tell on Clinton.
Really?
She didn't want to tell.
Oh, they got, didn't they get Clinton? They were. I forget what the fuck it's called, but they were like
Whitewater. Whitewater is what he was. They were working on a residence in Arkansas called Whitewater that was like a front for some shit.
Yeah,
and they got in trouble, and they were trying to prove that Bill Clinton was dirty because he also had a bunch of sexual harassment claims against him from
And they were like digging into all that, and then they were like, "Wait a minute, he's fucking his secretary."
No, not his secretary. His secretary was his assistant. His secretary helped him fuck these girls.
His secretary was a bottom bitch?
Yeah, his secretary was a bottom. Well, yeah. Hillary Clinton didn't
give a hoot. Hillary
didn't give a hoot.
Hillary was great at besmirching ladies' names.
She was an OG Glasslene, Gisling. How you say her name?
Gisling.
Gisling. Gisling.
But she was Monica, was like fucking. Her friend, there was a lady in the she's working in the Pentagon. There was this lady named Linda. Who like fucking secretly recorded their conversations and then sold it to the New York Times, who gave it to the people who were depositioning Bill Clinton.
Damn.
Yeah.
You can't trust nobody out
Nobody,
here.
Dude. And Monica was like, the whole time she was like, I'm not telling. I love him. He's the man. I just suck his dick, dude.
Yeah, why you guys gotta be fucking nerds? I'm just sucking him off.
I didn't know she was an actual angel. And we just were like making fun of her, treating her shitty.
Yeah.
Whose joke is that? Like she sucked this guy's
dick. Dave Chappelle.
And we were mean to her. Dude, no, I think that's Louie.
Oh, Louie.
I think it was Louie, actually. We sucked his dick, and then we were mean to her. And it was like, she should have been getting, like, an older woman should have. That's the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. I love when when you watch those shows, and they do the reel of, like, late night jokes. It's just Jay Leno just like, so, Monica Lewinsky, this whore bitch.
Yeah.
It's just like, the 90s were wild.
Dude, all she did was just suck a little dick. Just a little president dick. And wouldn't you, if the president was like, you're the only girl I can trust. You're the only one I can trust.
But I suck the president's dick?
If you're the only girl I can trust.
He's hitting you with like emo boy energy.
Dude, they said
he's like, you're the only one for me.
Dude, they said in the podcast that they met at this White House like thing where it was just interns and like the staffers. It was like prime setup for Clinton to find meat. And then Monica got all pretty for him. She was like hunting. She was hunting. She got all pretty for him. Clinton walked by. He was like,
what, just let out a little moan?
Oh, that pussy looks sweet.
You got a whole lot of grabs, sweetheart.
God damn, you got a lot of game.
That should be the pick. Yeah, that's our new pickup lines. When our girls leave us, we just walk by. We see a girl, we like,
You know how Bill Clinton is. He was like, ooh, I'm going to grab a little ass. And he grabbed her ass, and she was like, Mr. President. He was like, because she was doing Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
And he was like, they love history. He was like, then he like stared at her badge for too long. He was looking at them titties. And he was like,
is this how they did it?
Like, Monica.
Is this from the documentary? Is this how they, or you just describing it your way?
I'm describing it in my way.
Okay.
This is how I learned it.
That's LeMaire's way of interpreting it to retain the info.
It sounded bad. I was like, dude, Monica Lewinsky might be the fucking man. Monica Lewinsky, dude.
I've been fucking her on the podcast.
Goddamn,
she don't need us.
We gotta put her on the list, dude. let's start following her on the panties.
She's another great woman.
Yeah, another great woman. We need
a mouth. Oh, yeah, and she put out a whole documentary about cancel culture. She's down for the cause. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's, she has like a, oh, is it a book about cancel culture or a doc? Like, what does she do? What'd you do?
I'm sure she put out a book, but I forget what it was on. I think it was Netflix.
Yeah,
she put out a whole documentary about people getting caught up in moments where it ranged from misunderstandings to like, yeah, they were being a dick, but then the internet went to like DEFCON 5 and like completely ruined them.
Wait, was it like a Monica Lewinsky documentary or was it, because I think I seen this, it was like about online bullying in general, right?
Yeah, she was like, she like narrated it for a little bit.
Yeah,
it was like Monica Lewinsky presents fucking cancel culture. Yeah.
She was like one of the first people to get canceled, and
for no reason,
just for being
and Bill Clinton,
a princess.
Dude, he came up with the not lie. It's not a lie. He didn't tell a lie. Because like, I did not have sexual relations with that woman. You know that?
Mm-hmm.
That was because all they did was blowjobs. He was like,
that doesn't count.
He meant sex.
He pulled a smoulé. He was like, we were just watching. We were just touching. Yeah. What a smoulé say? We were just whacking it together.
He come to my asshole. Can you imagine having that to write that down as a stenographer? Like, there's some old lady with her glasses just.
Yo, you know those stenographer keyboards? They don't have all the keys, so they can like do quick writing.
Yeah.
And they're just like, I don't have the right keys for coming asshole.
They put X equals I equals signs D.
You like read back the last minutes. Pen 15. Sorry, penis.
No, man. Yeah, she was cool. I got to finish that, but it's called American Scandal, and it's a podcast like about other stuff. It's about like history, moments in history.
Oh, is that the one where they like they do like the music in the background?
Yeah,
and they make it a whole fucking thing. Yeah, and the guy badass. Like the guy does all the voices. I love that. If you give me an audiobook where the guy does all the voices, you're in the palm of my. I'm in the palm of your hand, dude.
I was listening to like an old black book, an old James Baldwin book, and they do that same thing. But it feels racist when it's old, because they go from like the dude was talking, he was like, oh, black man, he was like, we were out there, we were going to doing the thing, and then he did like a lady, and he was like, and now he did like old child, like, and child, and I just like, I don't want to be driving around listening to
his white voice for like, and then they walked around the bush.
I think the dude was black. I'm pretty sure they was like, he got to do all these black ass voices, they didn't get a white dude, but it's still just like old. Like, it was, like, from the 20s, and just the way that sounds don't sound good now. Yeah. Like, the way 20s talk used to be. Like, boy, now you know that. Like, that shit.
Well, especially, too, when you're, like, the volume in your car is always way louder than you think it is.
Yeah.
And, like, people are just going to hear, like, child, like, coming from your car.
And I just thumping. There's some 808s.
Yeah, I'd be, like, walking dogs in, like, these rich areas sometimes. Mm-hmm. And shit. I mean,
nah, dude. You ain't mean to flex. You got access to the rich. Ooh. You can't just... Anybody can't just get that bottle of drink. No. No. Yeah. Sorry. I feel like Bill Gates is the man, dude. No. Let me take that back, dude. Bill Gates is the fucking man, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is he the man?
They put this Xbox documentary out. Xbox did on YouTube. It's called Power On. It's about how they like... created the original Xbox, like not the, it's like the origin of Xbox to like now, and I don't know, I think it's like 10 episodes, I got like 2 episodes in, and Bill Gates is the fucking man, dude.
All right, what makes him the man? How did he make it? Oh, well, but now remember, because this is put out by Xbox, so he's going to make himself look like the man.
But dude, no, he owns
Microsoft.
He's not the man. Like, he doesn't look like the man. Like, Bill Gates created everything. He saved us all. He's the man. Like, he was like, no. Windows CE team, you come up with some shit. DivX team, you come up with shit, and you guys are going to compete to make me come. I mean, money. Like, Bill Gates is the fucking man, dude.
Yeah.
You know,
just boss level.
Dude, do you know the origin of Bill Gates? He went to Harvard. He dropped out of Harvard to move back home and built the PC in his garage, his parents' garage. Mm. But he was with this guy named Steve Wozniak. And here's what I think. I don't think Bill Gates knows jack shit about computers. I think Steve Wozniak knows everything. And then fucking Bill Gates was like, you fat nerd, get over here and make this shit for me.
Just gave him a couple dollars. Yeah. Dude, I'll give you some.
Yeah. He's like, when we're millionaires, you'll be a millionaire.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And then just said, just let me pretend I got the glasses.
I got the glasses and the physique.
Did they have the part where he hung out with Epstein after he got caught for fucking kids?
No, dude. That's not what happened, dude.
I knew you were going to get the... I knew you were going
to
get...
Do you want me to defend pedophiles world, right now, Andy?
I would actually love that.
Dude, fucking pedophiles. All of our favorite people are pedophiles.
Yo, Louis touches on this a lot in this special. I was watching it like, damn, Louis been listening to Lemaire.
Hey, dude, I don't know. Sometimes when you got genius level thoughts, you know, it's just fucking, yeah.
I think you might have. Look, you definitely was synced up with some genius.
Damn it, dude. Fuck. That means I can't do mine anymore. I was just about to bring them back.
Yeah, I think you probably, yeah, I think you ran into the same thing I ran into with the seagulls.
The seagulls, yeah, the seagulls, the pigeons.
The pelicans. Yeah, yeah. Dude. Been so long because I got to do my own joke.
The Pelican Man.
Who's that, Hannibal?
Yeah.
I don't even know how similar they were. It's just something about the word pelican so distinct.
Yeah. No,
it's just pretty... like if you bang out a pelican in your joke, you got pelican jokes.
But wasn't it about them eating
birds? It
was birds?
The same shit.
Yeah.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. They
probably were high watching the same documentary. Just was like, this is hilarious.
As soon as I watched the special, I was like, damn, Nate can't do that joke anymore.
Yeah, you told me the very next time I saw you. I probably was going to do it that night. It changed my whole plan.
Remember, you're going to buy shirts?
No. I have one. Oh, I wish I could.
What?
Yeah.
You made a shirt?
No.
You made merch?
No. Hold on. I'll keep going. I'll be back in like 10 seconds.
Oh, damn, dude. I'm so tired. That woke me the fuck up.
I know, right? I'm pretty hype right now, dude.
Oh, man.
Bill Gates is the man, though, dude.
I don't know.
He was like, people, they were challenging him. His people, he was like, what? You guys don't think I know how to make money? You guys don't believe in me?
Wait, when he was like first starting out, dude. You bought that?
Oh! was that on cam?
Yeah.
Man.
Show it to the people.
Dude, you got to put that in the background. That goes on a wall.
Yeah, right?
That goes on a wall, dude.
Right there. The pelican shirt.
No, you're right. Oh, it should be displayed.
Wait, can I see that one more time? Because that's got like, oh, I thought that was like. Oh, dude, that's like, is that an original Nate Marshall?
Nah.
That's a slapstick pelican.
Yeah, you got a guy's from like somewhat like dumpster. You know what I was going to do? Because I don't know if you remember. Remember when I would do that joke? Like everybody, if they knew it was coming, everybody would get so hyped just to be a dumb. So one day I was going to go up. I was going to have a hoodie on, open it, and I was going to be like, I don't know what to do. Unzip it. And just the way that it used to be at the lounge, that would have been hype.
Yeah, it would have been hype as hell, dude.
That would have gone off.
And then I like moved like right after. I just never got a chance. It was sitting in a bag.
Yeah.
It's been sitting in a bag for like.
Wait, what was the gist of the pelican joke? It was about them eating other birds and shit.
Yeah, it was all act out. It was just
like, we ain't got nothing. We're just eating rocks.
Yeah, I was just basically doing like just like black dude voice on a pelican that was tired of being that was hung. Like, I forget what it was. I think it was like a certain place in the world where pelicans started eating seagulls, and
damn.
And then it was just the first pelican to do that. His thoughts.
Remember the sneak over.
Yeah. He's like, yo, yeah, he's not going to do it. He's not going. Oh.
The whole thing was I feel like, yeah, they're just beefing. Like, nah, dude, we're the weird bird around here.
You know what, dude? Fucking, dude. You know what? Fucking do it. I don't think anybody cares anymore, dude.
I mean, it's been so long.
He quit comedy.
He's still doing shit.
Yeah, he's doing whatever.
He's doing like
he is like doing whatever.
He's doing like auto tune. I think I was talking to you about this, where I heard someone was telling me about it, and they're like, yeah, he just like. Freestyles to autotune with a band, and I was like, yeah, that does sound fucking weird and dumb.
It sounds
fun. But wait, listen, hear me out. I first time I heard that, I was just like, oh yeah, that has like a cop-out vibe to it. And then I started watching it, and I got like a minute or two in the video, and I was like, this is fucking awesome.
Yeah, no, Hannibal's just having the most fun right now.
And that's what it was. It was like, yeah, because I went in it with like comedy snob energy of like, oh, this is just like cop out to not write jokes. And then you watch it and you're just like, he's being himself 100%. And that's why it's like fun and rules.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Did you hear Andy stammer when he was like, can you guys let me finish? He wasn't expecting us to let him finish.
Well, no, yeah, you guys were going to cut me off and it make it sound way worse. And I was like, just please let me get to the end because I'm not shitting on him.
Yeah. I got you. Yeah. Hannibal's fucking badass. Like Bill Gates, dude.
Hannibal's bad. Hannibal had a fucking feature on the Cool Kids album. Dude. Hannibal rules.
Yeah. Bill fucking Gates, dude. He's turning shit into
water. You're not worried about him?
He turned shit into water.
That does rule. Yeah. No, I watched that documentary. That's pretty tight.
Did you watch him take a sip?
Yeah.
He took a sip?
Yeah. You see him trick Jimmy Fallon into taking a sip of his shit water?
Oh, no, I don't remember that. I kind of do.
Yeah, because Jimmy Fallon thought it was real, like New York City water, which is not as clean as that shit water.
No, New York City water is actually real clean.
This is a lie, dude. I drank New York City water and it damn near killed me.
Nah, Lemaire was just putting his head over into the Hudson. He's like, this isn't clean.
They make bagels out of this?
Nah, I've heard that. Their water is like notoriously.
Well,
like,
that's a big ass lie. How can a city filled with rats have really clean water?
I don't know.
It's a paradox, huh? Well,
it's probably the fact that it's filled with rats, so they like overcompensate.
Yeah.
Nah, dude. They can't even make subways right.
What do you mean?
I don't know, dude. We should have bullet subways. They should be faster than hell.
Well, that's not just New York, though. That's the whole country. We got shit subways compared to Japan.
I don't know.
LA has pretty good shit.
I'll defend New York in the fact that like they built a bunch of shit way early.
Yeah.
And they didn't really give themselves a lot of leeway to update it.
Yeah. No, but they can. I think they could. I think just the city was skimping.
Yeah. You see how clean the subway, the insides of the subways are new? The trains?
I haven't been on the subway.
The trains are fine. They got TV monitors and the shits now.
It depends where how deep. Once you get deeper into New York,
I went to go see a band play in the Bronx one time, and the deeper you get, the less like it goes from like taking the PATH train. They've got like the LEDs and it's very clear. Mm-hmm. And then like I was going deeper into the Bronx, and the door would open for 2 seconds, and you would just hear, and then they'd close, and you'd go to the next thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
And it's fucking like they don't have any of those like electronic signs. It's like the still old school maps and shit.
Yeah.
It's like, what is this?
And then,
too much. The light bulb's out.
And then every stop you get, the sign, they're all artistic.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know those things you look at where you have to like concentrate to see a sailboat in the background? All the signs that say where you're at look like that shit.
Yeah. Nah, dude. I don't know. I like New York. I like New York. New York's fine, but I don't like that people don't act like it's dirty.
No, I think people. I think people accept that it's dirty.
No, I think people have that energy of just like, and that gives it character, and that's what we love about it.
No, it's a damn mess. Clean it up.
That is kind of what I like about it, though. You do have to like, no matter who everybody has to. Even rich people have to deal with the dirtiness of New York. Yeah, and that's what's kind of nice about it.
That's why you guys are getting fucking trounced by COVID.
I ain't getting trounced.
COVID is eating New York's ass right now.
I got type of blood. I can't get it.
Let's go, dude. Let's go. Me too. But all you regular plebs, you regular New York, New Jerseyans, you guys are getting...
Well, your shit dick blood.
You guys are getting fucked by COVID, dude.
Aren't they? I was gonna say. I was like,
it's dirty, dude.
I was like, oh god, they're gonna do this. They're gonna do this lockdown horse shit. And then I'm just driving around, and I'm like, those lockdown highways though are pretty tight.
Yeah, that was the best part.
I gotta be driving anywhere during COVID,
dude. When
I miss it so much.
When you're I think New York's about to shut down. That to me, I was like, traffic. I'm gonna still come here to do episodes if you're cool with that. It'd be nicer than hell.
You'll get here in like 10 minutes. Dude, that shit happened like the first week of fucking COVID and my job didn't shut down. I'm like, normally it takes me like 25 minutes to get to work.
Yeah.
I was getting there in like 7-8 minutes. Yeah. I was like, fuck this state, dude. There's so much fucking traffic. And dude, and the high, like you look at the highways and they're all like 20 lane highways. You think there shouldn't be. Yeah. Dude, when we were going to the stand the one night,
there's 20 lane highways but one exit.
Yeah, one
like a one lane exit. Like
it's a one lane exit that's a complete 90 degree turn, like off the highway.
Yeah. Anybody have some of that tequila? Is it tequila? Or is it Deuce?
No, tequila's never this color. Or no, yeah, you can get, never mind.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, yeah, I know. That's why it's
Deuce. So.
Yeah, you want some Deuce?
Oh, you don't have to open it.
Oh. Nah, I brought it in here to open it.
Oh, well. Oh, yeah, we're celebrating 100 patrons, guys.
Yeah,
we're
celebrating 100 patrons,
man. You guys thank you. The best. You guys fucking rock.
Thank you. I'm a little tired today, so don't take that as me not being excited. I'm very appreciative.
I was going to mix them.
You pour Deuce in the coquito?
Yeah, the coquito residue. Yeah.
You're just all about fucking chaos.
Dude, I love it.
You're like, oh, is that your expensive liquor? I'm dumping it in the coquito.
Dude, that would turn my guts into Mount Vesuvius.
Which one was that? Was that a...
That's the one that like wiped out the people. It's near Caesar Rome area.
What is Jules watching? This show looks good.
It's a commercial.
Oh, it's a commercial.
It's a commercial.
It was just it was so high def. It fucking distracted me.
It's a great TV, dude.
Is it a Sprite commercial?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I thought so. It was like fashionable black people. Of course, it's a Sprite commercial.
Yeah, Sprite loves black people, dude. Sprite and McDonald's love black people.
Yeah, that's why they snuck a bunch of metal in there. You didn't hear that about Sprite?
No,
they had like a Sprite recall because there's like metal in it or something.
Remember that one commercial? Drake was a robot. Remember the Forever commercial? One they always showed where his face would open with Sprite.
He takes like one sip of Sprite and his entire face opens up. Can you imagine being the producer? You're like, ha, what?
Yo, no bullshit. Drake's funny most times I see him supposed to be funny in something.
Yeah.
He's good. Like, he's good in that shit. I was, I came up on something on, like, my Instagram or something. The old commercial with him and Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
Where they're, like, making fun of DeMar DeRozan. Yeah. They're, like, they have, like, their handshakes.
Yeah.
You don't know what I'm talking about?
I remember them doing a thing. I probably saw it, like, once. I can't remember what happened.
It's basically their whole commercial is, like, if it doesn't matter how good you do on the court. If your handshakes suck, like, you were trained. The next day, and then they just have all these intricate like
handshakes.
Yeah,
do you ever see the one he does?
I don't get any Douce.
You ain't asked for no Douce.
Drake was.
Have you met me? Of course, I want Douce.
I'll be back.
You ever see Anchorman 2? Drake was in Anchorman 2. That was really funny. It was like, Ron Burgundy, you're the man, and you have a woman with an ass like a stallion. Anchorman 2, highly underrated. He shut the door to stop so he didn't get distracted. It's a pro move.
I just want to watch TV. I haven't had a lot of free time today. I just want to sit down and watch some TV.
Dude, I get it. I fucking get it.
No, it's all good. Yeah. I'm being funny. No. I don't care. I'm here to do the pod and make the people happy.
The fucking people, dude.
Yeah, dude, I love making people happy.
Sponsored by Estes Mobile.
Sponsored by joy and friendship.
And Douce.
Which is amazing.
Yeah.
If I
may say,
do say so myself.
Oh, ooh,
got ooh. Him.
If I do say so myself,
that's Nate's your mama. That's the Nate your mama.
Nah, your mama's better.
Dude, we gotta make it. No. We gotta make it, dude. We gotta make it happen. Like, if I do, every time you're at the bar, like, can I get some do say? Like, do say? Did I say anything else?
See, it's tough. It's tough to slide in there.
We gotta get a standard drink at a bar. Just like the Panty Boy, and it's something with Douce.
Nah, dude, it's a blue raspberry Bud Light seltzer mixed with a White Claw.
No, dude, it's the blue raspberry seltzer, a PBR, and then you blow weed smoke into it.
Yeah. Yeah, the bartender has to take a big vape poke.
Thank you, Nate. I appreciate it.
Of course. 100 patrons.
I appreciate.
Oh, yes.
100 patrons, dude.
Yes.
Wow.
Wow.
People didn't say we'd ever do it.
Wow.
That's what they said. Remember when they kept saying that?
Dude, them fucking haters. Dude.
Everywhere we
went. Wait, are you talking about all those haters?
We're talking about all the haters. Every time they're just like, the Panty Boys will never amount to anything.
I wasn't sure who you were talking about because there's so many of them.
The fucking haters, dude. Now we got to.
We're getting bogged down with haters.
We got to show them that we're rising.
Yeah.
That we're rising. That we're on the up.
Andy, I made micro dusters of mushrooms. You want some?
Oh, January 6th, dude.
I know we were waiting on a day. But is that how we have to wait for that day?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, all right.
I think so.
What's the point? Are we recording that?
I don't know. I was like thinking about that, and then I'm like,
recording it's going to make your experience worse, maybe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I was thinking about that. Mm-hmm. I was thinking recording it might be like a lot. I don't know, though. I'm going to leave that up.
What can we do? We can hang out. We got to hang out.
We got to be somewhere. Yeah. I think Andy's place is good for it because it's got like outdoors near it. Like if we wanted to just walk outside and shit.
It's got good walking. Oh, but we got to avoid this one. Yo, this one spot right by my apartment, when it, the last time it rained, like super duper fucking hard, there was like this area of the sidewalk. Are you laughing because I said super duper?
Super duper fucking hard.
That's what I tell Steph when I'm ready for sex. Babe, I'm super duper fucking hard. And she goes, I'm super duper wet. Let's do it.
Is it raining?
No, but there's the one sidewalk by my apartment. There was like a I don't know where the water goes underneath it to drain. There was like a path for water to drain. Well, I guess it wasn't reinforced.
A gutter.
Is it a gutter?
Gutters, that's where water drains.
Well, no, the gutter's the beginning of it, but then there's like, they dig out paths and stuff for the water to go so it doesn't like flood and shit. Mm. Well, I guess it wasn't reinforced well, so this one, like, this like, I don't know, it was like 3-4 yard area of fucking sidewalk just completely caved in, like 10 feet into the ground.
That would be wild on shrooms.
Yeah, so that's to the left of my apartment. If we go for a walk, we got to go to the right. Yeah. I'm going to fall into that hole.
It's not. You won't feel like. I know. You won't feel like that.
Man, when you're asking that, you left me right open for a perfect your mama. But I
wait. What was it? What did I miss?
He was like, oh, you know the place that drains the gutters. Like, you know who drains my gutter?
Nah. Yeah, no, that's not.
No, you would, it was you so would, funny, dude. It was so funny up here. I had to bite my lip. I was like, they're not gonna fucking believe this.
They're not gonna fucking know what hit them.
They're not gonna even know what happened.
Dude. Yeah, your mama this morning made my day. I don't know if we talked about it on the pod already, but
on the group.
Yeah,
yeah. Oh, yeah, people gotta start doing that. Just start hitting your mamas in the wild. Don't leave it just to this group. Like,
yeah. Also, reply fucking got him. It really chills him out. Honestly, it chills him out.
It's like, oh, he's just goofing.
Yeah. You gotta let him know you're goofing. Because if you don't.
You might have to fight.
Yeah. You may have to fight a person.
Yeah, you might have to fight. And if you're not trained for that, you don't have any weapons. And,
yeah, but stick to online, just, you know, where you can say it and nothing can happen to you.
Well, I know your weapon, but Andy, what will your weapon be? It's a gun. What will your weapon be if you have any weapon?
Any weapon?
Any weapon, like feudalware. Like, you can, and you pick it up and you're a fucking master, dude.
Oh, like I just fucking rule at it?
Yeah, you're fucking James Bond with any gun, dude.
Little PPK? Yeah. What is it? P2020, I think it was his?
PP7. You could do fucking... that was right. You could do Want It, dude. Yeah, it's PP7, dude.
I'm Googling it.
What's the big sword that Cloud has?
Oh, a claymore?
Buster sword.
And I just want to be a tiny little twink with a fucking sword 3 times the size of me.
But every time you drop the sword, you turn back to you. You pick it up, it takes all your strength. You get skinny.
All these girls see me fight.
What did you say it was?
PP7.
PPK.
Damn. Go Walter, go PPK.
Yeah.
Go Walter, PPK. Yeah, yeah. Damn. Shit.
I think I was saying
what
something.
Would be any weapon?
PP something.
You wouldn't want to. The Buster Sword was good. I can see you with a Buster Sword.
The Buster Sword is dope.
Yeah, dude. Your Buster Sword will be. That would be your curse. You'd have a Buster Sword, but you would. You'd get skinny every time you use it.
I'd like hook up with girls, and then we'd be in the bedroom. They're like, "Let go of the sword." Like, I can't. You'll be so upset if I let go of the sword.
You let go of the sword and crush them to death,
dude. But you weigh the same though. Like, you'll be skinny, but you'll be the same, like, weight.
I'll be 8 foot tall?
No, same. You're just dense, dude. Magic.
Oh. Yeah. So now,
what did they call it in Final Fantasy VII? They had a name. Because it wasn't just magic.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Something aura or some shit.
Yeah. I wish my dork was a little stronger in that moment.
Nate, do you have a weapon you would want outside of a gun? I know I put a gun on you. It doesn't have to be your weapon, dude.
Tank? Does tank count? Can I be a master at tank?
Hey, I don't know. Yeah, I think so, dude.
I think a tank.
You could just get into any tank and fucking just be like, I got it.
I got it. Doesn't matter.
Can you make tanks or no?
I don't think I can make them. But
what about
I...
like All right, if you're in like little toy tanks, they turn into real tanks.
Like, I still had to get into a little toy tank first. Yeah, yeah. You called me small.
No,
called me small. Over.
No, I did this. I scrunched down because you didn't have weight. Because it's small and not you. I wasn't calling you small, dude. All right. I wasn't thinking that far ahead. I'm just trying to trick you guys into doing D&D somehow. You guys got weapons now, dude.
Oh, is that what you... You're like, what would your intellect be if just out of nowhere, just for goofs?
Dude, one day, you guys aren't even going to know. Like, next year someday in May, you guys are going to have full characters. You won't even know.
You just randomly, like, decided to have resilience, like, how much of it would you
have? Dude, Andy, you have tremendous resilience, but... You have all right. If I had to break your D&D character down,
This isn't gonna feel good.
I would say your dexterity is low.
Your dexterity is definitely low.
Which one's that?
Like agility.
Yeah,
like you're not sneaking anywhere.
No, yeah. I'm surprisingly sneaky. I surprise Steph all the time.
You'll have a zero.
No. You guys don't know how sneaky I am.
I can imagine you tiptoeing and you just feel the floor dipping every time you take a step.
Nah, you don't know how many people I'm scaring all the time. Andy, I'm getting people jumping.
You're fine. You're regular dexterity.
I'm sneaky as hell.
You got to take a hit somewhere. All your things can't be high. That's the fairness of D&D.
And your dexterity is going to be low. It's got to be.
And no offense, I think your wisdom would be... It might be like... It'll be a plus one, which is pretty good. That means it's like 12 to 13, but you can't.
What would yours be?
What do you mean? Like my wisdom?
Yeah, what's your wisdom?
Yeah.
I'm obviously like a level 100 wizard. So it's fucking always.
All right. Million. Someone's bucking the system over here.
No, my wisdom would be.
He's like, my wisdom would be 100 and my penis would be super big.
No, my wisdom would be regular. I'm a charisma guy.
I think your charisma would be the highest out of the group. I think you'd have the highest charisma.
Yeah. You'd have high charisma.
But I have the lowest intelligence.
I think I'd have the highest dexterity.
Yeah. No, I have higher dexterity.
You think you got higher dexterity than me?
100%.
I think that's impossible because you can't slip through as many small cracks as I can. And I think that goes into dexterity. Dude,
you can't do as many 5-minute rounds of jiu-jitsu in a row that I can.
You don't know that. I've never done one. So you don't know where I peek at.
That's true. That is fair. That is
potential. Untapped well of jiu-jitsu knowledge.
Yeah, limitless.
Yeah, yeah.
You're right. You know what? I'm sorry.
Yeah, weed is my limitless pill. I take 5 milligrams.
I don't like that he's using D&D to shit on me.
I'm not shitting on you.
My wisdom would be unreal.
I'm not shitting on you. I'm just building the character. You got to like, because you got between 16, you got strength. Intelligence, dexterity, charisma. Dude,
I think you would have high crafting.
I'm gonna be.
That's a different thing.
Oh, there's no crafting in D&D.
No, that's a different.
I'm gonna be sneaking up on you all night tonight. By the way,
these are your modifiers.
No, you guys are getting so fucking startled tonight. It's gonna be crazy.
These are your modifiers, and then there's like skill moves. Arcana would be like. Andy would have
Arcana's fire.
No, or magic. Like magic. Andy would have high investigation, which is like I don't know. And perception too. You're like, man, come on, give me that. Like, you know, yeah. Like,
all right, that's fair. Yeah, yeah. All right, you're making me feel better now.
Yeah, dude. I'm not like.
What else would be low of Andy's? Let's.
Melatonin. Yeah,
melatonin. What would be low of mine?
Okay,
height.
Height, strength,
vision.
My perception would be dog shit, but I would have my glasses would be legendary, so no. they'd boost my perception to be next.
That's
level.
That's true. Yeah. you wouldn't be able to do a lot, but the second you have the glasses, like you're fucking
it's
running.
Like your
shit.
Buster sword.
You'd be Nate of many eyes. Like one of my eyes allows me to see weakness.
Four eyes, Marshall.
You would definitely be you would have high persuasion.
Like how?
Because you definitely talk shit good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you could be a bard. I see you as a bard. You don't want to play. Do you want to?
I gotta play a lute.
You don't gotta. You can play anything. You can play a phone. You can play like. You can be a DJ. You can play anything.
They would just
like,
skip in, play the lute. Sup, pussies.
That's it.
Anything you could play anything like instrument. What would your instrument be? If you're a bard, when you play your instrument, bards are stealthily
I'm
like
scat.
Dude,
I was scatting.
Dude, that's badass, dude. You'll be scatting, and everyone else will get stronger. You'll be like, give it a rap, bop. He did my and then we're like, we're fucking strong.
Oh, yeah, dude. You fucking scat real quick right before we go into battle? We'd never lose. Skibbity bop, 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 bop. Someone get my Buster Sword. I'm fucking these, yeah. fucking these goblins up.
Yeah. Dude. All right, I'll take it.
Dude, look, you guys see?
Wait, what are you? You're a wizard?
No, I usually play druid because I get an animal companion.
I want to be an archer.
You could be an archer. Yeah, a bard
archer. Lowly.
No,
yeah. I get an animal companion. Yeah.
You could be a bard archer, dude. You could be a bard archer.
A barcher?
Your weapon would just be a bow and arrow.
All right.
That would just.
Could it be a crossbow?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, yeah. It could be a.
Could it be ninja stars?
Yes.
All
right. Dude, anything you want. Dude. Anything.
Can it be a gun?
Yes. 100%. All
right. Yeah. You're trying to get us to play D&D so bad.
Dude.
I'm already, you know, we playing right now.
Dude, aren't you having fun right now? Yeah. We're building your characters. You didn't even know it.
Well, Mary just pulled
I didn't
up.
Know it.
You... Dude, oh, yeah, I did tell you.
Yeah, you told us exactly what you were doing.
Yeah. Jim's going to listen to this, and he's going to build characters, and you guys aren't even going to, you guys are going to see it and be like,
whoa. Oh, like based off of what we said? He's going to, he's, all right.
Yeah, Jim's is a good character creator. He's fucking amazing DM.
How long is D&D? Like a game of D&D.
It depends on the camp. It depends on what we do and what Jibs like sets out.
Can you do a rushed campaign? Like it's, this has to take like an hour and a half tops.
We could set it. We can do that. But yeah, I would say.
Is that uncommon?
No. I feel like no. But every fun camp, the funnest campaigns are like, it's a good sesh. You got to sit down 4 hours. You smoke, you drink. It's good. It's a good session.
Get a bunch of ciders. That's what I've gotten the vibe from. Nerds love ciders.
Yeah, right now, mead.
Yeah.
Just getting drinking mead.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they sell. Like, mead is out there now.
Mead's back.
I just saw that. I just saw that in the fucking liquor store. They, like, got... I always thought mead was when you were at, like, some festival and there's, like, one weirdo there and he's like, I got my own homemade mead.
Huzzah, good sir. I've made mead.
Lend me your ear, fellow traveler. Taste this nectar I made in my garage.
It's the reason my wife left. It tastes like the gods. I sold my wife for this recipe to the devil.
I was at a show recently that a dude brought his own beer.
Yeah?
Yeah, because it was like a DIY show where we were just doing it at this... Like, we did the show in this guy's, like, man cave, basically.
Yeah.
And he just had foosball. Have you guys played foosball in a while?
Foosball's nah, bananas. But whenever I have gone back into it, it's always a good time.
I was getting bodied. It's so hard.
I always run into broken foosball tables. Mm. They're always broken most places I just randomly stumble across.
Because, like, some dude gets angry and just starts, like, and then fucking twists it too hard.
And also, let's not forget, every foosball table is 2004 years old.
Yeah, I don't think there's any new... All foosball tables were brought, like, given down from generation to generation.
Yeah, they're still selling the same shits from the 90s at Family Dollars now. The whole six-in-ones, you know? Where it's like foosball, pool,
yeah, air hockey. Yeah.
Yo, you're a pocket pool?
No.
Isn't that jerking off?
No. Well, I want you to search pocket pool, but I don't want it to be jerking off.
O-O-L. O-O-L.
Yeah.
Michael Phelps. Yeah. Isn't that jerking golf?
Pocket pool and then like game.
Oh, you mean the phone game?
Nah, it's a... Like, can you put in game after? Yeah, pocket pool game. It was like a pocket-sized pool thing. It was the pool joints was springs.
Go to images, please, sir.
Oh, it was like a tiny little pool table?
Yeah. I don't know. I thought this was common.
No, dude.
This is just my childhood. Must have been like some shit dollar store toy I bought that I was like, this is every kid.
There it is right there.
That's close to
with
it.
With the white hands. Go down. You see the white guy?
Oh.
Mine was a little smaller than that, but that is... I didn't realize how sad that sounded.
It's like the hacky little guy jokes are just there, dude. I'm feeling like a fraud.
Oh, well, I wasn't as a little guy joking, but it was just like poor. Like mine was way like
smaller
and plasticker and didn't have like, what's that, like grass? Why is that grass?
Right? No, that's the pool
it's
turf.
The felt. That one's so tiny.
You know, pool's like football. No.
What?
Pool. It's kind of like football.
Why you're just trying to rile people up now? How you feeling? Huh? How you feeling about football? Your Lions.
Two.
You basically won the Super Bowl this year.
Dude, we're winning the Super. I told you.
You said we're winning the Super Bowl.
I said this.
He said that in the. He said that in the
year. You know it's not possible.
No, not this year. I said that on. I said this. I've been saying this for 15, 16, maybe 20 years now. Me and my cousin, when we were young, we played Madden 2004 with Michael Vick on the cover, the Ultimate Madden. And we played a season.
Was that the one that had the QB vision?
Introduction to the QB vision.
Yeah, yeah.
So we were playing a season. We were playing a franchise. And we just like simmed the franchise. We just simmed it. We simmed it. And we were like, how long is it going to take until the Lions win the Super Bowl? And we just simmed it. And then it said, 2024, the Lions are going to win the Super Bowl.
Oh, it's the prophecy.
It's the prophecy, dude.
I don't like how they won twice all year. You're like 2 years Super Bowl.
Come on, dude.
Yeah, dude. You sound like a battered wife. Dude, yeah. Patricia, yeah. You're like, I went 3 days without him throwing dinner at me. he's gonna change.
Dude, isn't Matt Patricia still the coach, right?
I don't know. I don't follow the Lions.
He's fucking changing. He's changing the culture, dude. Watch. Next year, they're going to be crushing. You're going to be like, wow. I'm about to bet on it. 2024. I'm gonna put $10 down.
Well, wait.
As soon as I can for the 2024 Super Bowl championship.
Don't they usually do like no to one win?
What do you mean?
They do zero to like one win most seasons, right?
I mean,
so I get like
couple.
In Lemaire's defense, like two wins is 100% improvement.
I mean, but dude, to be honest, they're the only team with a tie. Let's take that into account. They're the only other team with a tie. Let's take that into.
Why is that?
Why does that make it better?
That's like half a point.
So you're saying they only have two wins, one tie.
Yeah, dude.
So better than two, like an extra loss.
Yeah.
All right. You got to
rather have a tie than a loss?
I don't know. I don't. Not when you're the Lions. When you're the Lions, it looks like y'all can't get it done.
Dude, that tie was brutal.
Because didn't they come back to tie it?
Yeah.
Don't you have to go like two overtimes and then not do anything to get a tie?
Like, yeah, basically. Like, nobody can score for two overtimes. But, dude, that defense, A1. Dude, and they held the Cardinals to 10 points. The Cardinals, Andy.
Well, man, they have two wins. This...
Yeah, you're really doing a lot here.
But, dude, they held the Cardinals. No other team holds the Cardinals to 10 points, dude.
I'm starting to think Bill Gates is dirt on you. Dude, Bill Gates, like, if this is your thought process, he definitely has dirt, and he's like, you better say good shit about me on that podcast, Lemaire.
I didn't even say this. He made malaria pills for Africa still, dude. Come on, man. Bill Gates is the GOAT.
That's why they're trying to turn him. That's why they're trying to make people hate him. He's trying to help the world. This fucking
gay Republican.
Man. He don't even know.
Nah, Bill Gates' thing is he just has some things where you're like, that's weird.
Bill Gates touched some kids, but he also saved a lot of African people. Shit.
Yeah, come on, man. Pick and choose.
I mean, no.
So I'll sacrifice one kid for a million people, you idiot.
The scoreboard's on his side. I'll give you that.
Damn, dude. Bill Gates revolutionized modern computing. He revolutionized. He put computers in the house.
Who invented the internet?
Tim Berners-Lee.
Okay.
Sir Tim Berners-Lee in 1992.
It was a knight?
Yeah, he got knighted in like 99 or something.
After the internet.
Yeah. Wait, he's a knight? Can I be him in D&D?
Yeah, dude, Tim Berners. Bow, bow, Lee.
I'm just going to throw AOL discs at people.
Just threaten to expose people, and that's just your whole power? Like, I have footage from your webcam.
Damn, dude, you believe me on that, but you don't believe me on the gold PP7s? No.
Because it didn't sound right. I was like, I'm pretty sure that's wrong.
Yeah.
I have nothing for the internet.
Yeah. Dude, the internet's fucking, yeah, bloody internet. It's okay. It's fucking gay right now. But that's the metaverse is coming around.
How does it still...
To save the internet?
No, it's going to ruin it. It's going to turn the internet into a mall.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah.
I will say, though, I was listening to a thing where someone was, like, shitting hard on the metaverse, being like, it's fucking stupid, da-da-da. And I will say there is something about it where I'm like, oh, you could figure out something where you got a spot in the metaverse and you make that, like, a dope hang, and now you're just some poor dude and all you have is a laptop, and now, like, you rule in the metaverse and you change that into, like, real prosperity.
Yeah, but
there's definitely something about that that's kind of, like...
The metaverse you can make real money. I think you should, whatever, like, when Facebook comes out with it, or Meta, whenever Meta comes out with their, like, money, they're going to be good. Back to Bill Gates, dude. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, what? Oh, they're going to do like their own crypto or something?
They have to. How would, or unless they like just use Bitcoin or something that's already established.
Oh, but, that makes sense. Yeah, to like buy shit in the metaverse.
Yeah, they'll probably have Facebook coin or something.
Really, you're just going to be able to use Apple Pay?
Eventually, dude, where you can transfer your Apple Pay into Metacoin, whatever. They're going to make that possible. Because you got to spend money in this fake universe. And then they get a fee of like everyone's existence. You know what I mean? Like if you want to take the Metacoin to money, they're going to take 15%.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
How will this be? Where do you think the new metaverse porn will be? Let's stay on brand.
The porn theater.
Yeah. So it's like public.
We gotta put a metaverse porn theater in there.
What's the metaverse gonna look like? Because all I can picture is RuneScape for some reason. You ever I don't know why. The only thing I see is RuneScape.
It's 2D.
Like PlayStation Home on PS3.
I vaguely remember that.
Second Life.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of
like Second Life.
But they're gonna be like Miis. They look like Miis right now.
Oh, like so none of them are hot?
Not yet. Okay. Not yet. But I was talking about people this, but you know Microsoft has been stealthily working on like AR for like 10, 15 years. They have a project called HoloLens.
I remember them showing like Minecraft on HoloLens years ago. Dude.
And they have to be like, I think they're waiting for Facebook to drop Meta for like public release. Hmm. And then they're going to drop the HoloLens and be like, we've already been working on something for like ever. And then they're going to like, it's so much easier to get into this than it is to the metaverse. Because with Meta, you're going to need like an Oculus or like a headset. But with the HoloLens, you just put on the glasses and then you're just in Iron Man world where you're just like, Jarvis, fucking sweep the floor. Mm.
You know? Is that how deep it was? I don't remember seeing it being that deep, but they're still working.
Andy, go to some HoloLens demo. Dude, Nate, I saw this one. This is from like GDC, like 2013.
Yeah.
They had a table in front of them. The guy was wearing the HoloLens and then he went like this, and he went like upstairs.
Oh, are you
and
saying HoloLens?
HoloLens. H-O-L-O.
I thought you were saying HoloLens. Oh, no. And I was like, that sounds creepy as shit.
Look up demo.
It's on like YouTube. On YouTube, yeah.
Yeah, it's for sure.
Oh, yeah,
YouTube.
True.
Yeah, because, dude, this HoloLens is wild.
Wait, augmented reality is like you put glasses on and you could pull up something in front of you that you see but no one else sees.
Yeah, your phone can probably do it, too.
And you can, like, interact with it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Because I was at a thing recently where for some reason augmented reality kept getting brought up, and I just somehow became the authority on it.
Yeah.
And they kept asking me, and every single time I was like, I hope I'm right.
Yeah. No, dude, augmented reality is... It's like, I think it's
a gimmick right now.
I think it's better than virtual reality.
Because you mean like if it in its peak form,
is this a good one, Lamar?
In its peak potential, it's like better than this. Is it in like this is beta form, like alpha form?
How long ago was this? Because this looks old based on this person's hairstyle and clothes and camera.
You got it. It's probably like
she looks like she plays bass for a band I like.
Dude, it's spatial audio. This is Dutch, I guess. Look, dude.
Oh, that's pretty tight.
That's badass.
You can just do Iron Man shit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, that would rule.
Dude. And that's going to be the few. And it's going to be like, it's going to work on this world.
Dude, that
and
would.
And you'll be able to do like all. They'll have like AR for like an office gig. You'll be able to like have like Excel open.
Yeah.
Like,
that'd be great if you're in your room and you're like doing all these things and Jules is just like, what are you doing? And you're like doing augmented porn and you're like, I'm in Excel. Get out of here. Leave.
I just slap the titties off of.
Yeah, you're like, this is Microsoft Word. Don't worry.
Dude, look at that, dude. It's badass, isn't it? It probably looks so much better now.
I wouldn't start doing porn with AR or anything like that until I'm 50.
Yeah.
I don't need sensory overload. I still want to enjoy real vagina.
I've heard great things about. Can you,
See if there's anything from this year. Just like go to recent.
Or type in 2022. Yeah. Or 2021, I mean.
There you go.
Not there yet.
It hurts you, dude.
You're in the future, dude.
Dude.
January demo.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything in like a while. Look at it. It looks mad sleek now.
Oh, is this from the point of view of the thing?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's he on the phone?
That's pretty tight.
He's wearing it. Yeah.
Think about, you could like not pay it. You can just be pretending to have a comment like you're like with your significant other years.
Yeah. Did you see how his thumb was the mouse?
No. I missed it.
Yeah. Well, his finger. And he could,
right, it definitely still needs some work.
Dude, nah. Well, it's dude, this is badass. He's walking around the internet. Dude. Now, can you imagine?
That reminds me when they like introduced those Snapchat filters.
Yeah.
And like babies had no idea what the fuck they were. So you like look like a fucking demon and your kid's just like, where did fucking dad go?
Dude, look at the depth.
That is pretty tight. Like if I could just do some pretend Iron Man shit, I'd be fucking happy as hell.
I think he's like goofing, but I bet it has multi-touch. He's doing a single touch, but I bet if he put his fingers up there and tried to use like a keyboard.
He could do that.
Yeah. Because, yeah, if it's doing all this multi-touch, you're fucking... Sorry, I'm nerding out, dude. But this
nah, really... dude, you get it. Yeah, dude, this shit's fucking...
Have you been nerding out on this lately, or is this because you were watching the Microsoft joint? No,
I was watching the Microsoft joint, and I was thinking about Meta.
Are you hyped for Meta? You seem like you're hyped for Meta.
I'm just hyped for the new experience, because it's something different. It'll be something way different. It's so something that's ever been... It's not... It's been done, but, like, it's different. It's, like, fucking bad.
Is it just, like, a new... Like, right now, Metaverse is just like, oh, here's a digital space. Because, like, my biggest thing, and granted, I haven't taken a whole lot of time to find out what it was.
Yeah.
I've been getting the information, like, secondhand.
Yes.
But I don't, all I hear is like, oh, it's just like a fucking place to hang out on the internet. But I can't understand, like, the
right now,
application of it.
Right now, it is just a place to hang out on the internet. But people are buying up spaces and adding stores and, like, homes so they can, like, start selling shit online. So you can sell
people
shit.
People going to be like selling NFTs on there?
Yeah. You could sell stuff from the houses and stuff. NFTs are... Yeah. I feel like NFTs are a fad.
Yeah. But I think so too.
Unless like NFTs are the only way to own anything digitally, then like it won't be. But right now it seems like a fad.
Yeah.
It seems like a thing right now for like the art community and like the rich and stuff because...
It doesn't even seem like it really seems like it's almost like a multi-level marketing thing. Like you're just tricking people into buying shit that they don't need. Like they can't really do shit with. Like just buy this product. It'll be worth something someday and it's not.
It just feels like hype-y shit turned up to fucking 11.
Well, the thing is, it'll never be less than what you paid for it. It'll never be worth less than what you paid for
Do you know about NFTs?
I know a little bit.
What? Because the thing I hear is like you get an NFT and then a month later it's 20 times the price.
No.
How does that, like what is that?
There's like an NFT marketplace and it's not just that. It's just like something, it's like a, say you have something that like went viral and you want to make like for sure money off of it. You turn it into an NFT and the person who buys it online owns that video and like they own it now. So any future profits off of that video will go to them.
Damn.
That's like the only way to make money off of it right now.
No, but people are selling like t-shirts and goods and stuff too.
How do you sell a digital t-shirt?
You sell a real t-shirt. It's just a digital space to buy a shirt. You just like, it's a mall.
So you're basically buying.
Are you sure that's what NFTs are? I don't think that's
no,
what
not NFTs. I'm talking about
Meta.
Yeah.
No, I thought we were still talking about NFTs.
Wait,
no.
So if these were back, like, could I go back and like buy 9/11?
You should buy 9/11. I don't know, dude. That'd be bad.
I don't think any of us could have. We don't have enough pages to buy 9/11.
Yeah, we probably can't. I'm saying theoretically.
Like, there's definitely some Saudi prince that would buy 9/11.
Would be an ultimate motherfucker.
And 911 patrons were buying 9/11. We're going to create a 9/11 NFT.
9/11 NFT.
Yeah, yeah. And we're going to house it right here. It's just going to spin.
That would rule if we could just... We got to do something big at 9/11.
Y'all have to watch this Louis special because we're talking 9/11. It's all I want to do is talk about something.
Are we just bringing up all the Louis bits on accident?
Right there, kind of.
That's so funny.
But...
It rules, right?
Yeah. It's so good.
I saw a bunch of headlines where there are these people being like Louis special doing good proves that cancel culture isn't real, and you're like
that's not true.
Come on, guys, it's
because
like they're
just let it be a thing, just let it do well quietly, like everything else.
Yeah, but they're just going at it from like a very binary way of just like he got in trouble and now he's still making money. It's like. Nah, dude, his life got kind of fucked up.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, he has a movie that still never came out that he put all his money into.
You want to watch? I got a copy of you.
Yeah, I felt like I'm down. Okay. down to see it.
Oh, dude, let's watch it on the Discord. Let's watch I Love You Daddy on the Discord. That's the Louis.
It feels like we're stealing from Louis.
Yeah, that feels dirty.
I don't actually.
That feels dirty.
How does it feel dirty?
I don't know. It just doesn't feel right. Maybe he'll put it out at some point.
Why does it feel? Nobody's going to. Only people on the Discord are going to watch it and us.
I don't think we should do that.
Who's gonna stop us?
Homer, we're not gonna do that.
What are you guys afraid of?
I'm not afraid of anything.
Dude, come on, man. Ain't no smoke coming.
Oh, shit. Lemaire, Louis C.K. is right behind you. He just snaps your neck. He's like, give me my fucking movie back.
He stands up, piano wire.
He was just jerking off back there. <all. laughs>
He just walks out. He's like, hey, Lemaire, clean up your shirt. Damn it.
Yeah. No, people can't be binary, but facts are. Get out of here.
What?
What?
People are non-binary, but facts got to be binary.
Yo, you know who the fuck's binary?
Yo, mama.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for coming out. We've been panties in the mouth. Is that it? We're ending? That was awful.
Good night, everybody. I want to thank. I want to thank Derek versus the world. I want to thank.
We have to have end credits that we're trying to talk around.
Yeah, it's gonna be all the Patreon. Thigh panties lover. We know you're going, but we always love you.
Oh, wait, Thai panty lover?
Yeah, Thai panty lover. You're going, but we love you.
It was a short-lived run, but you still mean something to us.
Oh, who else? SR Shirt, Gump Nasty.
Oh, man. I told myself I fucking cry.
Run, fucking run. Thank you, guys.